This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor with Jeremy Zachas at Christmas time. Jeremy is my introduction into life in Australia. Everything there is exotic as far as a North American citizen myself. However, I've learned over time, it's not a joke to say it's exotic and it will try to kill you. Now, you're at home. It's Christmas time. You're relaxing watching the television about the severe, odd, strange weather. You're sitting there for 20 minutes, a half an hour, comfortable watching for the end of the weather report. And, Jeremy, we've talked about snakes in your daughter's backpack. We've worried about snakes under the pillow. We've certainly worried about snakes coming in the back door when somebody leaves the screen open an inch. Snakes behind the plywood on the walls, behind the snakes in the modem where it's warm, snakes from the roof, and snakes in shoes. You know, we've worried about all of that. Now, outside, of course, snakes in the grass and snakes in the bushes, all looking like sticks, don't step on them. But this is the first time I've heard about a snake making him or herself comfortable watching television. What happened?
Well, John, this is an absolutely terrifying story. It happened up in Darwin, our most northern city. So if you're looking at a map of Australia, Darwin is basically in the centre at the very, very top. So it's an incredibly rural area. It's got a lot of bushland around it. The actual city itself basically nests right up against the bushland. So this is perfect area for a snake. And it happened in a place called Darwin River, which is only a very little way out of the main city. So again, really in that bushland area. And this was in a house where a lady lives by herself. And as most Darwin Winians do, they tend to have the house very much closed up. They run the air conditioner. They don't leave screen doors open or windows because they know snakes can get in. Well, in this case, John, this young lady was sitting at home watching television on a couch, as you normally would do any evening, when she got up just to do some work around the house. But when she came back, to her absolute disbelief and horror, on her couch where she'd just been sitting was a brown snake, was a snake curled up under where she'd been sitting. And not only was it just sitting there, it was basically laying, watching the television as if it had been there the whole time. And so, of course, she was fearful. She was scared. She screamed. She called the snake catcher immediately, who came out and basically found that, or what he thinks based on the evidence of where the snake was and what he could kind of see in the couch, was that it had been there for some time. So, John, this poor lady had actually been sitting on a brown snake on her couch for probably at least a good matter of a couple of hours through that day. So, happy story, happy ending, though. The great thing is the snake was rescued by the snake catcher, even though the woman had actually sat on top of the snake for some time. It wasn't injured by any means. It actually flattened itself out, as brown snakes do. Completely survived, released back to the wild. But the thing is now, John, not only do we have to check modems, boots, backpacks, pretty much every other part of the house, we now have to actually check our couches. This is incredible. I've never heard of a snake in a couch. And honestly, John, it shows brown snakes are just getting way too comfortable around humans for my liking.
That and also the heat. That would explain. Remember that incident we had with a brown snake at the beach? They don't ordinarily go to the ocean. That's a sea snake coming out of the ocean. And I'm beginning to believe that they're becoming inventive because they're desperate. There are a lot of them. It's very hot. And they're trying to get through the day. Does that make sense, Jeremy?
That absolutely does. In fact, the day that this incident occurred was a very hot, very humid day in Darwin. So the snakes themselves, as you just mentioned there, they don't like the heat. They don't like the extreme heat. They do not like the sun touching their body directly. They hate direct sunlight. And the air conditioning was going on in the home. So basically, the snake would have tried to find a cooler place, not too cold, but cool enough to hide. And really, what it probably found is once it got inside the home, the air conditioning was too cold. And this is why they tend to wrap themselves and coil themselves up. It had to find itself another heat source just to get that temperature just right, which, of course, the couch would have been perfect. The snake would have crawled up in there, curled itself up, and it would have been absolutely happy because the temperature would have been perfectly balanced with the air conditioning going and the warmth from the couch. And I dare say, too, when the lady actually sat on the snake, that provided the heat source that probably put it right in its green line band of heat, exactly where it wanted to be with heat. So the snake probably didn't care to move with the lady on top of it because it knew one, it could survive by flattening out, And two, it was going to have a heat source there as long as the lady was there. So this is interesting, John. It was probably more a case of not the snake watching television and just accidentally being under the lady and not being able to move. It probably didn't want to move. It was actually in its happy spot, and that was where it was going to survive the best. So this, again, all terrifying, the whole part of the story.
And Jeremy, are you hearing on the television? I know we do these reports for odd news stories about snakes. Is this becoming so routine that it doesn't even make the television news anymore?
It does. It is absolutely routine. In fact, the ones we are talking about are the very extreme cases. If you go on the Facebook pages, on the Twitter sites that monitor snake sightings here in Sydney, for example, there are snake sightings daily. And it's just innocuous. It's a brown snake seen down at a playground, for example, or a brown snake seen in this area. Watch out. A lot of it is brown snake has been seen in front of my house. I've called the snake catcher, but just be aware if you're walking on the footpath. So it's very, very normal. It's incredibly common at the moment, and almost impossible to say a day goes by now without at least one snake sighting. And they're only the ones that are reported on social media. There's still, I mean, a lot of farming areas, especially down here, which is much a very rural part of southern Sydney. There's people probably seeing snakes all the time. And we do know that with the floods over the last few years and the hot weather cycles, the snake population is larger than it's ever been. The snakes are larger than they've ever been. And they're just absolutely everywhere. So these are the stories that are strange, John. I can guarantee, though, for every one story we talk about, there's probably another thousand out there that occurred during the week that is considered routine.
Check your sofa, Jeremy. Check your sofa. It's that time of year. Jeremy Zachas reporting on the reptiles of Australia who are seeking to survive the heat. A detail here. All creatures are seeking ways to survive climate change. That happens all the time. It's routine. This has happened before, and it means that creatures that survived higher up on elevations will go higher up if they have to escape the heat that's coming up the side. Creatures that need heat will descend the slopes. Creatures such as this brown snake in near Darwin needed something moderate, so he or she chose an air conditioner and then chose a couch near a human, balancing the temperature ranges necessary for the snake to survive. It's not just comfort. And we can expect more of these stories from Australia and here in North America as well. The global temperatures are changing, and Australia, as we've evidenced over the last year, has an unusual weather pattern because it's the convergence of from the west, from the south, and from the north. This is Friends of History Debating Society with Jeremy Zachas. I'm John Batchelor.